Title: SEC approves NASDAQ's proposed rule on third-party payments to directors and director nominees, the Golden Leash Disclosure. Content: On July 1, 2016, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, approved, on an accelerated basis, proposed amendments to the listing rules of the NASDAQ Stock Market LLC, NASDAQ, to require NASDAQ-listed companies to disclose annually any compensation or other payment provided by third parties to directors or director nominees in connection with their candidacy or service on the company's board of directors. These arrangements are referred to as golden leash arrangements and commonly occur when an activist stockholder compensates its nominee for service on the company's board of directors based on achieving certain criteria that are important to the activist stockholder. The new rule, NASDAQ Rule 5250(b)(3), the rule, became effective July 31, 2016. What is the purpose of the rule? Although the SEC acknowledged that there may be overlap between the rule and existing compensation disclosure requirements, the purpose of the rule is to provide further transparency on director compensation and reveal potential conflicts of interest on the board from golden leash arrangements that may encourage a director to value short-term results at the expense of long-term value creation. Some of these arrangements would not otherwise be captured by existing compensation disclosure requirements. For example, Item 402(k) of Regulation S-K, Item 402(k), only requires disclosure of compensation paid to a director for services rendered to the company. If a golden leash arrangement provides that a director will be paid upon the achievement of certain company or stock performance criteria, that is not necessarily services rendered to the company and may not be compensation that is required to be disclosed under Item 402(k). The rule, however, requires disclosure of all such compensation agreements and arrangements, regardless of whether it is for services rendered or for any other purpose. Furthermore, whereas Item 402 of Regulation S-K, Item 402, only requires disclosure of compensation that is actually paid during the fiscal year, the rule requires the annual disclosure of the material terms of any compensation agreements and arrangements, regardless of whether or not such compensation is actually paid to the directors or director nominees during the particular year. The rule requires disclosure of the mere existence of these golden leash arrangements. When is the disclosure required? The rule requires initial disclosure on or through the company's website, which must be continuously available, or in annual meeting proxy materials filed with the SEC after July 31, 2016. Thereafter, in the event any disclosure is included in such proxy materials, the disclosure must be made annually until the resignation of the applicable director or 1 year following the termination of the golden leash arrangement, whichever occurs first. Which companies are subject to the rule? All NASDAQ-listed companies must disclose the material terms of all golden leash arrangements, subject to a few exceptions described below, on or through the company's website, which must be continuously available, or in the definitive proxy statement or information statement filed by the company with the SEC. Alternatively, if a company does not file a proxy statement or information statement, the disclosure should be made in its Form 10-K or 20-F. NASDAQ has indicated that the terms compensation and other payment as used in the rule are not limited to cash payments and are intended to be construed broadly. Therefore, health insurance premiums or indemnification that are provided to the director in connection with his or her candidacy or service on the company's board of directors may be deemed compensation for purposes of the rule. This broad definition could pick up many types of compensation received by directors and director nominees which are not currently disclosable under Item 402. For example, disclosure under the rule might be required for a private equity sponsor which provides indemnification to its partners and employees who serve on the boards of its NASDAQ-listed portfolio companies. Are there any exceptions to the rule? Yes, the rule does not require disclosure of the following types of agreements and arrangements. 1. Those that relate only to reimbursement of expenses in connection with C.